Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we take a deep breath and sniff out the answer to this question that Callind wrote in with.
Is there a safe way to consume nicotine? Is smoking tobacco a lot worse for your health than snuff?
So what are the relative harms of nicotine-containing products? Are patches safer than e-cigarettes? Is snuff safer than smoking? We crack into the data with Professor Nutt.
Hello, my name is David Nutt. I'm a psychopharmacologist from Imperial College in London, and I'm also chair of the Independent Scientific Committee on Drugs. And we've recently done quite a detailed analysis of the relative harms of different nicotine and tobacco-containing products. We use this new technique of multi-criteria decision analysis to try to understand the relative harms of drugs and to make more rational, sensible decisions about what we do with drugs, including tobacco.
Well, he's perfectly placed to provide the answer to this question of the week, then.
So people often say, you know, is snuff or snus, as it's known in Sweden and popular in Sweden, is that safer than cigarettes? And the answer is it's very much safer. Recent data suggests that snus is about 20 times safer than cigarettes. And there are many reasons for this. The first is that it's actually a specially prepared form of tobacco that has taken out most of the carcinogens that are added to tobacco and cigarettes to make them smoke better. The second is it's not smoked, it doesn't get in the lungs, and there's no carbon monoxide to damage the heart.
So snuff is considerably safer than smoking cigarettes. But what about electronic cigarettes, which vaporise nicotine and deliver it to the lungs? Back to David on the risks of e-cigarettes.
So these also look to be very much safer than conventional cigarettes and possibly even safer than snus itself.
And what about the passive risk of e-cigarettes for those around the smoker?
The current situation with e-cigarettes is that we think they have a much lower propensity to cause harm to other people as well as to the user. It's not been extensively studied, but you certainly don't get the contamination of the air with the carcinogens that you get from smoked cigarettes. Whether there's enough nicotine floating around to actually cause a degree of pharmacological action on people in the vicinity of e-cigarettes is not yet known, but I would be surprised if they had anything like as big a problem as passive smoking as do current cigarettes.
And partly because of this, patches are deemed to be safest of them all. If you'd like further details, visit the Independent Science Committee on Drugs website. Now, closing the show, let's sleep on this question that Martin Taper wrote in with.
I've been affected by the moon all my life. I medicate myself to sleep in a full moon, otherwise I don't sleep. I am also affected by air pressure in a similar way. When the air pressure is high and it's full or near full moon, I'm unable to sleep without medication, and if I do partially sleep, I have wild dreams. When the opposite is the case, I sleep like the dead. Is there a scientific explanation for this?
So could the phase of the moon affect how you sleep? Or could air pressure affect the content of your dreams? Do you have any experiences with this? Let us know your thoughts. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @NakedScientists. You can write on our Facebook page. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is @NakedScientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.